My name is Alexandra Helmstetler, Alexandra Helmstetler, and I am recording an interview with
James Helmstetler, James Milton Littlehawk Helmstetler, JAYMESMILTONLITTLEHAWKHELMSTETLER.
From
Corpus Christi, Texas.
The date is September 28th, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University Kingsville as a part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. So, what do tamales mean to you?
Food. Good-tasting food. Reminds me of my childhood when I had lived in a Mexican-American community, and I learned to eat tamales when I was quite young. Estelle Rodriguez from El Paso, Texas, now deceased, was the one who taught me to make flour tortillas when I was 5 years old. Estelle Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm. And so is that a special memory that you have
of Very special
having
memory.
Tamales?
Very special memory. Very special memory. She was so sweet and kind. And I learned in one session, and that what her recipe has stuck with me all of my life.
And so do you or your family have any traditions of making tamales or eating them? And can you share some of those?
Yes. My wife is from Mexico. She knows how to gather the corn, how to twist the corn kernels off of the cob, how to soak them in lime water, and how to take to remove the shells from them, how to turn them into masa or the dough. And then she knows how to make them. In their way down there, they usually used banana leaves, but the southwestern USA way is to use corn husks, which is what we use in our home today, corn husk. And my wife will get an urge, especially during the Christmas season, and she will sit down and make 80 tamales. But they don't last long because we like to share them with our friends.
So is there a particular person that you associate with tamales?
Right now, the one that is most prominent because of the frequency of tamales is my wife, Maricela Helmstetler.
And so when are the times that you particularly eat tamales?
Right after they're done. Right after they're done. And then, but they do taste better the longer they sit in the refrigerator, or the longer they sit, it gives the flavor of the meat inside the tamale a chance to permeate the outer dough.
Mm-hmm. So, is there a particular season that you are eating tamales, or is there a specific like holiday?
Well, we like to eat tamales during Christmas time, and there are other occasions when she just may have an urge to make them, and then she makes them. But they taste good.
Mm-hmm. And so, in your childhood, was there a certain time as well that people made tamales?
Yes, the neighbors around us all made tamales, and usually it was like at Christmas time. So all of the neighbors were Hispanic, all the neighbors were Mexican Americans. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And so, do you participate in the preparing of tamales, and if so, how do you prepare them?
Well, I try not to, but I get impatient, but I have helped your mom do them, and I have made them before by myself. The way you prepare them is that, you know, she soaks the corn husks in water, and then she prepares the masa. She's very insistent that we use fresh masa, and she'll smell the masa while it's still in the plastic bag to make sure it doesn't have an odor that's not appropriate. And then we bring it home, and then she spreads out the masa on the tortilla leaf, or not tortilla leaf, but the corn husk leaf. She spreads it out with a spoon and then adds the meat that she has been prepared, that has been prepared and cooked before. It could be, since we don't eat pork, normally it is beef or chicken. Mm-hmm. Sometimes cheese. She made some cheese tamales, and they were really good. Plus, she made some sugary-tasting ones, so there's not just one variety.
Mm-hmm. And so, what ingredients are your, like, favorite ones? Like, what's your favorite flavor of tamale?
All of them. All of them that she makes.
All of them? And so, Have you ever purchased tamales, like, yes. outside of them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't find them to be as suitable and as tasty as what your mom can make.
And so whenever you eat tamales, do you serve it with anything else, or do you eat it with anything else on the side?
Your mom and I usually have a cup of coffee when we eat the first batch of tamales as it comes out. Other times, we may have a little bit of salad with it, but usually a tamale is a main meal itself so that we don't dilute the taste with other types of food.
And so, what's the most unusual or, like, unique tamale filling that you've seen?
Tamale what?
Filling.
Filling. Oh. Well, I like the beef with the chili sauce on it. I like that one quite a bit. And that's my favorite.
Have there any ones that, like, you haven't seen anywhere else, or, like, that are unusual?
Yeah, the ones that have some sugar in there. I've never, you know, a sugary kind that's just mainly purely masa, but it sure tastes good. And then the one that she makes with cheese, those are good because the cheese gets kind of squeaky. And so when you eat it, you know, it's got a little spring to it. When you chew on it, it makes a little sound. And that's nice, an additional aspect of tamale making.
And so you were talking about earlier the differences of the Southwest tamales in the United States and the tamales in Mexico. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Well, the tamales, the way that we eat them in our home, the dough around it isn't as saturated with oil as you might find down in Mexico, although that's appropriate for down there. And it's each area of Mexico, from Oaxaca clear over to where Tampico is, there are several different varieties of tamales and how they're made in between those cities. So, but the ones that I ate down there, they seem to be a little bit like the masa is not as dry as or cooked as dry as what your mom makes them. So I prefer your mom's.
All right. Well, thank you for having this interview with me and contributing your experiences and memories with the Tamalada Festival oral history interviews, and just thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for interviewing.